Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 11, 1805. Fort Mandan, very cold. Today, a few of the men are out hunting, and the Corps is invited to a medicine dance. Captain Clark writes,
"Very cold. Send three men to join three now below and hunt. Black Cat came to see us and stay all night. Cole also stayed all night, the interpreter's oldest wife sick. Some of our men go to see war medicine dance made at the village on the opposite side of the river. This is a..." Captain William Clark, January 11, 1805.
Clark never did finish this entry and left half a page blank. When the Indians performed the buffalo medicine dance several days ago, buffalo appeared near the village in 2 days, and many were killed and the rest scared off. Maybe there is something to these medicine dances. Perhaps they should have another dance, as the buffalo are now scarce, and the expedition is eating about 8 or 9 pounds of meat per man per day. They are killing a few deer and a few wolves, which they eat, and say they are quite good. This latest dance they were going to see was a ceremony designed to ensure success for one about to embark on the warpath. When Lewis asked a young Indian why he participated in a war dance and planned to go on a raid, he answered that it was not because of hate or revenge, but of honor. How else would there ever be any chiefs? The interpreter Toussaint Charbonneau had two wives. The oldest one was feeling ill. Could this be Sacagawea? She was about 8 months pregnant at this time. Tomorrow, Indians kill two elk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.